Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Oh boy, we've got the Ask Her segment, and we've got three great questions. So I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and we're going to just jump right in here. The first one is, oh gosh, this is one I hear a lot as a physician. Dr. Peek, how can I strengthen my immune system? Well, I got some real simple ways to do this, all right? The first one is, you're not getting enough sleep. Sleep is huge. Think about it this way. If you have a big building, you know, office building, and everyone's just ripping the place apart all day long, and then they leave, who shows up at around 6 o'clock? It's called housekeeping. They can't do housekeeping when you're trashing the place. Well, that's kind of what happens during sleep. While you're sleeping, your immune system shows up and says, look at this mess, and it helps regroup and rejuvenate and regenerate. So that's why don't be short on sleep. Try to get anything between 7 to 9 hours, 7.5, 8 hours, sort of a sweet spot there, especially for an adult. Obviously, much longer for a child, but for an adult, so important. The next one is you don't exercise. If you don't exercise regularly, you're more likely to do what happens when you don't get enough sleep, which is you get colds, upper respiratory infections in general, much more so than someone who does. Exercise helps boost your body's feel-good chemicals, helps you sleep better. Both of these are superb for your immune system. I can't say enough about exercise. And what's really great is the more you do routine and regular exercise, the better sleep you get. So really, all of this goes hand in hand. Here's another one. Your nutrition is off. You've got way too much of those refined sugars and processed foods, basically science fair projects, right? And this really, really curbs the immune system cells that attack bacteria. And this effect lasts for at least hours after downing, for instance, a couple of sugary drinks. Yuck! So you need to eat more fruits and vegetables that are rich in nutrients like vitamin C and E and beta carotene and zinc. Go for a wide variety of brightly colored fruits and vegetables. Why? Because the deeper the color, the higher the level of antioxidant. This includes berries. We love berries. Citrus fruits, kiwi, apples, red grapes, kale. Kale. Onions, spinach, sweet potatoes, and carrots. This has everything in it. We love it. We love it. And then other foods have particularly good ingredients for your immune system, and they include fresh garlic, which may help fight viruses and bacteria, and old-fashioned chicken soup. Yeah, you heard it. And there's actually science that that helps back that up and supports it, so it's all good. And so if you do come down with a cold or a flu, a bowl of chicken soup really helps. All right, and then some mushroom varieties like the shiitake may also help your immune system. So clean up your diet, girls. All right, here's another one, stress. All right, so everyone's got some level of stress, but you know, when it becomes toxic stress, that's my term for it. So when stress is associated with helplessness, hopelessness, and defeat, it's negative, it's toxic, it drags you down. And especially when this happens for a long time, not just for 5 minutes, it makes you much more vulnerable to disease because chronic, unmitigated, negative, toxic stress erodes immune function. That's not a good thing. And then you're wide open to all kinds of problems. So how about we learn how to meditate? Just saying. Slow down, for crying out loud. Take a couple breaths, deep cleansing breaths. Connect with other people. Do things that are joyful and fun. You know, you can't be stressed and joyful at the same time. The choice is up to you, girlfriends. All right, and then work out to just blow off the steam. Forget about everything else. And if you really need help, then get it. And that means counseling. It's so terribly important, okay? And I can't say enough about meditation or prayer. Just checking in. Honey, even if it's just for 5 minutes, it really works like a charm. Here's another thing. Don't be so isolated and lonely, all right? It turns out science shows that this loneliness, that not really having connection and strong relationships, is not good for immune function. And then finally, you've lost your sense of humor. Come on, laughing's good for you. Yay, it's joyful again. Remember what I just said? It boosts immune function. Here's a stat you probably didn't know. Kids laugh 300 times a day on average. Adults, hold on to your bra straps, 10 to 12. Yikes, what have we done? All right, come on now. Just get it on up there. Laugh out loud all you want by yourself with friends. Just make it happen. Okay? So there you have wonderful, simple ways to be able to boost your immune function. All right, now, let's figure out the second one. This is, how do I know if I'm overtraining? What are the symptoms? Well, you know, here's what's really important. Overtraining can happen and it creeps up on you. You don't even know about it. So the first thing you notice is lack of motivation. You're like, do I have to do this? And you lose your drive. Not a good thing. You know, and you really, it's like your whole body and your mind are saying, you know, developing an antibody response to the gym or working out. Something's going on here. That's a first symptom, and it's a very classic one. The second one is you feel especially sore following a big workout. You've overdone it. Okay, time to take a chill here. The next one is you stop seeing results. I don't know. You're beating yourself up here. You're not getting anywhere. Time to stop for a moment and reassess. You become restless and lose focus. You also feel sluggish all day. You get chronic soreness in your joints, bones, and limbs. And guess what? You're sick more often. Uh-oh, guess what you're doing? You're eroding immune function because you're beating yourself up. Don't do this. So what do you do instead? What you really want to do is just kick back. Did you know, and I'm a competitive triathlete, and I've been working out for over 30 years. You know, one of the things I found is by taking breaks. Breaks are so terribly important. Reassessing. And then you find out that when you actually do that, and you really integrate that into your overall regular program, you know, and that means a day or two, even a week, that you actually are able to increase performance. Don't be beating yourself up all the time. You know, have a balance. It's really, really important. And then question number three, is sugar in fruit as harmful as normal sugar? No, it's not. And that's why it's really, really important. The fruit contains a natural sugar called fructose, and unlike the table sugar, which is called sucrose, fructose does not cause abrupt fluctuations in your blood sugar levels. No way, Jose. So it's really, really important, right, to be able to get in fresh, whole fruit, because the fiber alone decreases the absorption of the sugar and allows you to have a more even spread of that sugar as fuel throughout your body. Plus, you're not eating sugar per se as a refined or processed product. You're eating it as a natural product. And you'll find sugar in vegetables as well as fruits. And you can look at low sugar fruits and vegetables and high. So just refine this and customize this over time. Well, there you have it. Our three wonderful questions. Strengthening your immune system. You know, are you overtraining? Heck yeah, sometimes. And please eat wonderful, whole, fabulous, sugary fruits. Yeah. Because remember, you need that sugar that is natural as well as the fiber. Well, there you have it. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and what we're doing today is asking you to reach out to us for Ask Her. Shoot us your questions at Ask Her at Radio MD. We love them. And at the same time, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and please stay well.